I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Four men were publicly executed in Afghanistan earlier this month. Nehemiah with FMI says Taliban leaders paint their deaths as a carrying out of justice for their crimes of murder and robbery. Seen from another light,
they have sparked global concern and they condemned over the group harsh and non-transparent judicial practices.
Public execution, which had nearly vanished during the previous government, has seen a resurgence under Taliban rule. Yet Nehemiah says there are untold stories in Afghanistan.
Stories of courage, of silent faith, and unwavering commitment of Christ.
Read more of this story and find the prayer points for the people of Afghanistan at missionnews.org. Then as the good news of the gospel spreads, Bibles for the World provides partners with thousands of copies of Scripture. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World shares that they have exciting new event opportunities in Indonesia, Cambodia, and Zimbabwe.
Each of these outreach events, we look at providing at least 50,000 to 100,000 Gospels of John so that everybody who attends these outreaches or events will get their own copy of the Gospel of John in their native language. In addition to that, we try to provide a New Testament for everyone who makes a decision to follow Christ at these events.
The Cambodia outreach is particularly exciting because they're traveling with their partner to the area around the Angkor Wat temples to pass out Bibles. Please pray these new opportunities will be fruitful for the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.